A new event gets underway today at the Winter Olympics in Italy. It's called Snowboard Cross, or SBX. Four snowboarders race down a course at the same time, dodging each other while darting around gates over jumps, bumps, and challenging terrain. The competitors can make contact while maneuvering for position, although pushing is not allowed. Men's competition is today, the women's race is tomorrow, and somewhere between the bumping and maneuvering, NPR's Chris Arnold went to the slopes to talk to the U.S. team.
In the world of snowboard cross, there's one woman who's just about unstoppable. Team member Lindsay Jacobellis, who grew up skiing and snowboarding in Vermont. Jacobellis won world and national championships in 2005. The year before, she went the entire season undefeated, and she's a favorite for the gold here in Turin. But setting her snowboard down by the chairlift at the SBX course, Jacobellis says she still gets butterflies waiting to start a race.
I'm nervous before every race, but that's part of my MO. So it's just kind of what has to happen, and that's part of my nervous energy. It's just the horrible feelings, but it's the adrenaline, it's the blood pumping through your legs, get all your muscles ready and fired up, and just sending all those quick reaction twitch muscles going, you know.
But once she hits the course, with three other snowboarders fighting for position around her, Jacobellis says she loves the intensity.
It's definitely the adrenaline kicks in and you just feel unstoppable and you're having a blast going through. And you're going really fast, but you're in the rhythm of the course, so it just feels right. It doesn't feel scary. It feels empowering. It feels really cool.
Snowboard cross, or border cross as some call it, came out of the X Games, which are geared towards a younger audience with events that are fun to watch and that have a danger factor. In one winter X Games sport, competitors drive off-road motorcycles in the snow over jumps, doing crazy aerial stunts on their bikes like full backflips. There are no motorbikes racing in the Alps above Turin. For better or for worse, that event is not yet in the Olympics. But snowboard cross has a danger element too. With four racers coming down the same course together, they at times run into each other. And so even a favorite to win like Jacobellis can get knocked out of the competition if another racer crashes into her.
That's border cross, and unfortunately that is something that can happen. And it's happened to me a couple times, and it's a real bummer, but those are things you can't control. So when you're racing, you only have to focus on things that you can control, and that's basically yourself. I mean, you can't control the three other people alongside you.
Jacobellis races on Friday, and she's about done with her practice runs here. She brings her snowboard over to Curtis Baca, the team's board waxer, as she heads off the hill.
Are you going to just cruise around, or what's your program?
Probably not. I'm probably just going to give my knee a full, like, day off.
Perfect. Okay, so Linda, just bring it up there at your leisure. Get it in the room, and I'll put a base. I like to put a base coat on now just to keep it rolling. So
this is top secret information.
The U.S. men's team suffered a setback this week when Jason Hale injured his knee. Hale is one of the best riders in the world, and Baca says on a practice run, Hale was trying to see how fast he could take one of the jumps on the course.
There's a jump there called the Wu-Tang, and he came into it really hot, really fast.
Hale overshot the landing and tore up his knee. Still, the U.S. team has a stable full of talented snowboarders, so the men and women both have good chances to win medals over the next 2 days. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Turin.
Hey, you can get the latest results and explore interactive features about all the Olympic sports at npr.org.